When we begin any particular action, any act of worship, any act of ibadah, then we should endeavor to complete that action. And sometimes, for reasons beyond our control, we're not able to complete that action. That is when we have to make qada of that action. So with regards to being held back from the haram, when one intends to perform umrah, or one intends to perform hajj, and one is not able to reach the haramain, one is not able to fulfill that action, and whatever the reason may be, then at that time you are termed as a muhsad. You've been restricted. You then will leave your ihram, as has been explained, but either that year, if there is time, you will then complete the hajj or the umrah, or you will do it at the later stage. So just say a person has been kept back because of sickness, or he's stuck at an airport. Now he cannot complete his hajj this year. The impediment, the hindrance has been removed, and he's able to proceed on his journey. If he's able to complete the hajj that year, then he should complete it that year. If not, he has to do a hajj the next year. When he is now making the qadha of the hajj, then he should do an umrah with that, if he had intended to do qiran hajj, which is a hajj with an umrah. In terms of umrah, if a person intends to do the umrah at a later stage, or then that person, you will have to do an umrah, because now he had undertaken to do an umrah, even though umrah doesn't become compulsory on its own. But once you've undertaken to do an umrah and you were held back, now you have to go ahead and complete that umrah, so it becomes qadha upon you. So this is when a person has been restricted and held back from performing a particular deed. And what had happened to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, had set out in the 6th year after Hijrah to perform the Umrah. They were held back, they could not complete the action. They entered into an agreement, a treaty, and they came back the next year. When they came back the next year, they fulfilled the Umrah of Qadha, which was in the 7th year. What we understand from this is that sometimes, you know, you're making dua for a particular thing to happen, and it doesn't happen. So sometimes people get tired and say, no, you know, this is not meant for me, and they stop making dua. But that shouldn't be the case. We should continue making dua, even though, as it seems, had not appeared, or it has not been fulfilled. But what happens then, as you make dua and continue, Allah may grant you that in a different form, at a later stage. And then, when that is granted to you, and you look back retrospectively, you'll find that there's so much wisdom in Allah delaying in giving you that. The first benefit immediately is that you've made dua for a longer period of time, and that is a bond between you and Allah. And you'll always find in your personal life, just think about an instance where you had desired something at a particular time, but it wasn't granted to you. But later on, you'll find there was wisdom in that, and therefore we need to always have conviction in the plan that Allah has for us. Never lose hope and always continue making dua, and you'll find there's great wisdom in Allah's decree, in Allah's plan. May Allah grant us the understanding.